One local conservation group is working to continue to bridge the gap between farmers and the general public to show how farmers can take charge in conservation efforts. I'm Allison Lund for the Midwest Farm Report. Jeff Enders is the president of Yahara Pride Farms, and he shares more about how the group has evolved over the past 10 years to keep giving farmers the resources they need to better soil and water quality. He starts by talking about how the group was formed.
Yahara Pride Farms was created about 10 years ago in the Yahara watershed in the center of Dane County.
And what were some of the goals that you guys had in mind when you formed the group?
Well, I think the thing that we were really focusing on with this group as farmers was the issues with blue-green algae in the Madison Lakes and how agriculture played a role in that, and helping the public understand agriculture a little better and kind of working together on this issue versus just necessarily pointing the fingers at agriculture as being the issue or the problem.
Yeah, those sound like some good goals to get the group kick-started. And when you guys started out, what were some of the projects that you dove right into?
Well, the very first project that we felt was up and coming at that time was cover crops. So we started working with cover crops on the land, especially more so in the northern part of the watershed where there was a lot of livestock and corn silage harvested to help get those fields covered in the fall of the year and help maintain the soil on the land and also tie up those nutrients so they didn't run off.
And I can imagine that cover crops are still a pretty large theme today for you guys.
Absolutely. Cover crops are a big theme to our organization. I always kind of say everything kind of starts with a cover crop nowadays, and there's so many other benefits than just holding soil in its place and nutrients. There's other agronomic values that come into play throughout the crop year from it.
And then what are you guys planting? What are some of the cover crops that you're really pushing and educating about in this group?
A lot of the cover crops that we plant here are usually in barley is one, as well as winter rye. Winter wheat is a cover crop. Some of the wheat guys are using radishes in their mix with maybe barley. If they can get them in early enough in September, they may still run some radishes in September. But primarily, most of the cover crops have been in the form of winter rye and winter wheat being your overwintering cover crops, with oats and barley being your non-overwintering cover crops.
Now, what other changes has the group seen over the years? How has it evolved throughout the past 10 years?
Well, it was a good idea because we got a network of farmer-led groups throughout the state of Wisconsin, and Yahara Pride being, and the farmers in this area being the first ones to tackle this issue and to actually show the rest of the folks how agriculture can lead in water quality versus being led by regulations is the first, and I think it's been a very positive influence on the industry and helping the public understand agriculture for. So the overall perspective for farming and agriculture, I think, is really improved.
And what has the response been from the public that maybe is trying to learn that agriculture can be part of the solution and not the problem?
Well, I think that's just it. Agriculture in many cases is the solution, not the problem. And I also say, anybody that consumes food is part of the issue because we're in the business of producing food to feed people. We have to interact every day with Mother Nature. It's us and the sky, and the soil. So what comes from the sky, rain events and so forth, they know he's kind to us. So we have to constantly be adjusting and adapting new ideas, new strategies to minimize that footprint here on producing food for everyone.
Now, you had mentioned that you helped to kickstart different networks of farmers throughout the state. Do you have any partnerships with other groups, or do you find that you interact often?
Yeah, we're part of a network with Farmers for Sustainable Food, which is an organization that's been helping a lot of farmer-led groups throughout the state, trying to do it on a bigger scale. And we're working close with them. We work closely with our university and the county folks, trying to, help with the funding and multiple facets the best we can. And again, our cost share program is a big a big deal because it gives farmers an opportunity to try a practice and not necessarily have to pay the whole expense and learn what works on their farm and their management styles.
Now, what's top of mind for Yahara Pride Farms today? What kind of projects are you guys focusing on right now?
Well, today at the field day, we're focusing on the corn planters and grain drills or no-till drills, trying to minimize the amount of disturbance that we interacting with the soil, trying to minimize the amount of the tillage so that's the theme of today's program here is on the more amount of no-till theme planter setup and what types of equipment work in certain conditions. And we got a nice variety of planters here today equipped different ways, and field conditions are good, maybe a little bit on the wet side, so you're going to be able to see a lot of these planters in action and see how they operate in various conditions.
And now moving forward, what projects do you see becoming key for the group?
Well, I think we got to continue working to with networking with the farms as well as the networking with the general public, and I think we really want to bridge that gap between the public and the agriculture and help showing folks how agriculture is making a difference and why it's important that we support agriculture and these programs to help with that footprint that everyone is actually creating.
Jeff Enders, president of Yahara Pride Farms, with a look at some of the topics that are currently top of mind for the conservation group. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.